Hi everyone, this is Russell Oliver here, the Small Business Mentor, and welcome to the Startup Evolution podcast channel. And this is a doozy, okay? So this is episode 62, Taking Action. I've taken this from the context of the Startup series, Startup Online Learning series from the Small Business NZ and Startup Evolution Facebook group. And if you want me to divulge more into the online learning series, covering Facebook ads, Facebook marketing, social media marketing, email marketing, business strategy, marketing strategy, social media tips and tricks and hacks and all that type of stuff, just feel free to join in on that, okay? But however, this is taken from the Startup series, the Small Business Strategy series also as well. So basically taking action, all right? Taking action is so important in everyone's startup journey, the small businesses, in order to progress to where they want to be. But half the time with my clients who are quite new to the system and all that type of stuff, they struggle to actually identify where to from now. What do I need to do next? Okay, the thing is that they were bombarded with a lot of information that they're not familiar with, and they struggle to analyze and to try and figure out what is the most viable action, what is the most viable steps as well. So this is where this episode comes into taking action, the right action, how to be more effective, and literally trying to turn the information that's right in front of you into viable goals, strategies, and tactics. All right, so this is something that everyone needs to be aware of. So the first thing I would ask of you is, where do you want to be 5 years from now? Yes, I know everyone gets this question, but it's the most basic and effective question. All right. For me, I want to earn six figures. I want to be a multimillionaire. I want to have a huge company of consultants with 30 odd staff members under my reign. Okay, that is pretty much where I'm seeing myself in 5 years from now. I don't know where you want to see yourself, establish a business, hold a small, open up a small shop, that sort of thing, selling products, or simply earning a net profit of half a mil. You know, these things can be quite achievable, okay? But that's the thing is, you know, the five-year plan, boom, that's where I want to be right now. So the main thing that we're going to focus on is the pretty much to have a profit of half a mil within 5 years. So the other question is, how do you want to get there? And you're like, oh, you're still getting bombarded with a lot of information, and you still don't know how to analyze your future goal set. Because people say, look, all we got to do is try and get customers to buy our stuff so we can earn a profit. And there's a lot more to it, but that is the basic notion. Try and get more people to buy our stuff. So there's a whole raft of things that's happening here. All right. The thing is that you don't know fully enough. You haven't got the experience to analyze the current marketing environment and to identify effective goals. Sure, you may have identified a few things, but there's a few tactics and a bit of social science that comes with it as well. So you've got your main goals, your 5 year goal right there in the future that you're trying to strive for. All right. The other thing is get a whole list of things that are stopping you from getting there. And basically, starting up an online business earning 5 mil, what's stopping you there? You don't have a sales plan. You don't have sales experience. You don't have business experience. You don't have a marketing plan, a business plan. You don't know how to distribute your products out there. You don't know how to effectively price up your products without trying to cut yourself short. So all of these things, basically huge impediments. And unfortunately, when you start up, you're going to have a lot of things that are impeding your progression, all right? But that's what we're here for, okay? One of the main things to help you out would be probably to get funding, get a mentor, someone to work alongside you as well. And I know a lot of businesses out there that do employ business mentors, but the thing is that they employ them at a cost, all right? They instead of paying them a wage in that, these mentors own a percentage of a share, all right? And you are beholden to them no matter what, unless you get rid of them, unless you buy them out, okay? So basically, if they own, say, like 27% shares in your company, and they effectively get 27% of the profits. Well, that's a huge thing. And if you're making huge revenues and everything else, and huge profits, you got to share that, okay? You got to push your profits onto this mentor. But there's other ways of doing this as well. There's some mentors out there, they are absolutely voluntary, and they will be able to, give you the services for free, but however, perhaps it's like a service for service. You offer them a service, so like Facebook ads, you're working on their Facebook ads for them, and they help mentor you in your business structures and how to conduct your daily business and all that type of stuff. And they say, hey, I know how to basically set up an effective sales pitch. You may be good at Facebook ads, but pretty crap at sales pitches, so they'll probably help you out with that. All right, so that's how that service works, okay? So once you have the whole list of impediments there, so like you don't know how to earn $500,000 in 5 years in net profit, so there's a whole bunch of solutions that can get you there, okay? For one thing, in order to get there, you need a robust year-by-year road plan. Maybe basically business growth, set yourself up, put in a marketing plan, put in some sort of sales promotion, discount, build your audience up, that sort of thing. Build up a loyalty marketing campaign, and set up some sort of sales strategy, pricing strategies, marketing mix, and all that type of stuff as well. There's a whole list of things that you can implement in order for you to get up to that $500,000 at the end of 5 years. But the thing is, you've got to work bloody hard at it, okay? So you've got a whole list of things that you'd like to try and achieve, okay? From your what's impeding you, and you're basically putting a strategy in place towards cancelling out those impediments and actually being able to overcome any obstacle to get to your ideal goals of earning $500,000 in profits. So this is where we introduce you to the SMART goals, all right? And if you want to learn more about SMART goals, head over to the Small Business NZ and Startup Facebook group in itself. It's the Small Business NZ and Startup Evolution Facebook group. So SMART goals itself, you've got to make sure that every goal that you put into play, it's specific, it's measurable, it's actionable, realistic, and it's timed, okay? Say for instance, we're going to set up a sales promotion basically for a whole period of 3 months in order to capture 18% of the current market share. So, to expand 18% of the current market share. So what that's telling these marketers themselves is that they've got to work their ass off to advertise, to gain more clients, gain more customers, and expand the current target audience in itself from, say, like 250 to 375 people within the next three, four months, okay? That's what it's trying to say. So sales promotion over a period of 3 months in order to capture 18% of the, or expand 18% in the current market share. So then you've got certain strategies in place, the sales promotion, okay? So certain strategies, discount for membership, that's one strategy. A loyalty scheme, that's another strategy. A discount promotion for a short period only, that's another scheme that you can put in. Start looking at price, restructure your pricing in itself, reviewing your current suppliers, see who can offer the same quality as your current provider at such a low cost. And that way you can still keep your profit margin, that you can increase your profit margin without increasing your prices, that sort of thing. All right, and then basically you are going to get into the tactics of these things. Okay, I mean, how do we restructure the pricing of the current supplier? You know, you're basically taking one strategy and making a step-by-step process on how to do it. You know, basically contact free suppliers, ask them for a quote, ask them if they would provide a trade discount, that sort of thing. Select the best one, sample, trial, have a trial period of their products or services for, you know, see if it lasts long, see if it's any of good quality and that sort of thing. And if it works out to be cheaper and all that type of stuff, then yeah, sure, select one. So these are step-by-step strategies that you can implement as well. And that's something that, you know, you kind of need to take shape of, all right? So you kind of need to take action. The one thing that I have learned on my journey is that we procrastinate. We procrastinate like crazy, especially when you had a hard day's work. Okay, for some of you guys out there who are still working for someone else and trying to build your side business up, trust me, it is hard. And you procrastinate, you got kids screaming in the background, you got you know, your partner's watching Netflix, and you got programs that you haven't seen for ages but you must watch, blaring in the background while you're trying to work on building your site, building your clientele and all that type of stuff, on the phone, talking crap to clients and all that type of stuff, trying to bring them in, and, you know, making that effective sales pitch or refining your sales pitch. There's a lot of things that you can do to improve in your business, but it's a lot of hard work. And if you are still employed by someone else, it's even harder because you're working late into the night. And procrastination is something that happens to all of us. And the one thing that can cure procrastination, and it has worked for me, is to you know, think of one thing that you need to work on, or many things, and think of the consequences, the absolute dire consequences of your lack of action. Okay, of your lack of action. Your lack of action, whether that, you know, if you don't set up a website in time, you're going to lose clients, you're going to lose sales. Simple as that. If you don't try and you know, work on one particular client, if one particular client has a bit of a beef with you because of something that you did or made a mistake on, you know, you got to work on them to try and make it right, because you got to change their perspective of your business to something positive, all right? And if you don't do that, their perspective of your business is something negative, and word of mouth gets around. Okay, negativity spreads like fucking wildfire, guys. Okay, but positivity, man, it's humbling. It really is. So you want to keep that positivity going, but unfortunately, you're going to have to put in the hard yards. Okay, think about what happens if you have the lack of action. All right, that's enough for me, Russell Oliver here, the Small Business Mentor. Yeah, take note of the Small Business NZ and Startup Evolution Facebook group. We've got Facebook ads tutorials, we've got social media tips, tricks, hacks. We're even starting to work into the Facebook Business Manager side of the house, so that you can literally learn how to set that up. Email marketing, lead generation, all sorts of LinkedIn profiles. We've got a whole lot. Okay, just check it out. Go and check it out. The Small Business NZ Startup Facebook Evolution group, Facebook group itself. You know, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, or the USA, you know, this group is for you. I'm thinking about opening this up to the UK as well, for various countries there. All right, so that's enough for me. See you later. Bye.